Today we learn Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara starts with three statements of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, the first of which relates to Melechus Tofer, and that's the connection to yesterday's Daf, because we ended off discussing Melechus Tofer. So statement number one is that when you stretch the thread of a stitch, it's Chayiv Mishum Tofer, because it's a violation of sewing, because it makes the two sides come closer together when they come loose and you pull the thread. Second statement has nothing to do with any of the Melechus. Halome Dover Echad Min HaMagush Chayiv Misa. Somebody learns something from a Magush is Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says that definitely proves that the term magush, mogesh, in whoever said that statement must hold that it means a blasphemer, not a sorcerer, because someone is supposed to learn from a sorcerer sometimes. Atalamid lahavin l'horos. We do have to learn in order to be able to pass kashilas relating to kishuf. So when you say that if you lamid davarachad min a magush chayiv misa, it must be referring to someone who's a megadef, not someone who's a mechashev. And the third statement of Rav Bar Tuvia Merav is yodeh lechashev tkufos mazolos ve'eno choshev asal lesapre menu. It's a mitzvah to calculate the constellations and their effect on the calendar. These represent our wisdom in the nations, in the eyes of the nations of the world, and therefore it's usher to say something over from somebody or to speak to somebody who's capable of making these calculations but chooses instead not to make these calculations. The Gemara then moves on to discuss which malachos a person violates when they secure the die from the chilazon to make tcheles. So obviously the malach of tzad is violated because you trap the snail, you trap the chilazon in order to make the die. Rabbi Yehuda adds that a potzo chayiv mishum disha, that when someone squeezes out, Rashi understands potzo means to squeeze out the die, he's chayiv for the malach of dash, for threshing. And the Rabbanan disagree because they say ein disha ala b'gidulei karka, that disha can only be done with something that grows from the ground. Fish, by any definition, does not grow from the ground. If a person kills the chilazon, then there's a machlokas whether he's also chayiv mishum netilas neshama, because he killed a living thing, or maybe he's potter, since he's certainly not trying to kill the chilazon. Adraba, he wants to keep it alive as long as possible in order for the die to remain secure and strong, and the act of killing is therefore a misasik, something that is not an intended result at all, even though Tos says misasik over here means davreshet miskavin, but it's certainly something that he's not aiming for. The Gemara goes on to discuss the precise parameters of the malacha of shochet. Rav Amar Mishum Tzovea. Rav says that in addition to violating Tilas Neshama, which it obviously is, it's also a violation of tzaveh, because around the place where you shecht, the blood colors the whole area of the neck in a red color, obviously. And Rav was concerned after saying that the later generations are going to laugh at him, that he came up from out of left field with tzaveh for killing an animal. So he says that no, it's actually something that's beneficial to the person shechting the animal to have that red around the animal's neck, because then people will be able to see that it's freshly slaughtered meat, and therefore it's more attractive to potential buyers to want to buy that meat. The Gemara then goes on to discuss many different melachos. The Gemara has machlokas whether melicha applies to meat, or whether ein ibud ba'ochlin, there is no such thing as tanning food items, and even if it does apply to meat, it would only apply if you're preparing food for the road, where it would still make the food edible, but not when you're preparing food for home. If you smooth the ground or you rub cream on a wound, the Gemara says that's a violation of memachik, of smoothing. Smoothing a stone, blowing glass, making an image on a kli, removing hanging threads from clothing that you don't want there, are all examples of makah bepatish. And then the Gemara says the malach of erasing, of mochek, can apply even if you just erase a single letter, as long as the space that letter took up was enough to replace it with two letters that you can write in its place. Zeh chomer b'mochek mi b'kosev. In that way, mochek is more chomer than kosev, because the malach of kosev can only be violated if you write two letters. The Gemara then concludes that we learn two things from the language employed in our Mishnah. Elu avos malachos. That lashon teaches us that ein chayavin al toldos b'makom av. Unlike the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a person violates an av malacha and a tolda, that Rabbi Eliezer holds you chayav for both, the Mishnah is telling us you only chayav for one when you violate an av malacha and a tolda of that same av. And then from the fact that the Mishnah calls it arba'im chasarachas, the number 39 malachos, teaches us that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that there are two more weaving-related malachos. Very unusual opinion in Tanaim, that there are actually 41 malachos of Shabbos. So our Mishnah doesn't hold that way. And the next Mishnah, which we didn't get to in this morning's shir, tells us that the minimum shir of Hotza'ah is kasha latznia matznian kamahu. Anything that's usually put away for storage, if the item isn't something that's normally stored, then only someone who actually would put it away for storage is chayiv for carrying out such an item. The Gemara then records in machlokas whether a person would ever store dam nida to save it for cat food, or we assume that someone would discard it since feeding human blood to animals causes a person to become weak. That was the assumption. Rabbi Shimon Elazar thinks against our Mishnah that if anybody is matznia an item, if anybody would put away an item, even other people who would never be matznia that same item would be chayiv for carrying it out. Nischayiv zeh b'machshava shel zeh. One person becomes chayiv because to someone else this item is a davar chashuv, so I could be chayiv for carrying out this item. That's the summary of Shabbos Tafayin Hei.